This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Arab leaders on Saturday urged an immediate ceasefire in Israel's military offensive in Gaza, pressing U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to convince Israel, but the top U.S. diplomat said such a halt right now would only allow Palestinian militant group Hamas to regroup and attack Israel again. In a rare public disagreement at a news conference in Amman, foreign ministers of Jordan and Egypt standing alongside Blinken repeatedly pushed for a cessation of hostilities, saying the death of thousands of civilians cannot be justified as self-defense. Blinken said the leaders came together for the same reason, to seek long-lasting peace in the region.
We may have different views and positions on certain necessary steps to achieve that objective. But today we reaffirmed our individual commitments to continuing to work toward that end.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The U.S. military said Saturday the Dwight D. Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group arrived in the Middle East as part of the increase in regional posture. The Eisenhower sailed into the Mediterranean last Saturday as the American forces expanded their presence in the Middle East to deter Iran and its proxy militant groups from trying to widen the Israel-Hamas war. Thousands demonstrated in Paris on Saturday, to show solidarity for Palestinians and to demand a ceasefire in the fighting in Gaza, where Israel has been battling with Hamas militants. Demonstrators held Palestinian flags bearing slogans such as "Stop the Massacres" and "Ceasefire Now." 19,000 people took part in the protest, according to police. This is VOA News. A strong earthquake has shaken Nepal, killing over 150 people. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Most of those killed were crushed by the debris from their homes, which are mostly made of wooden rocks that crumbled from the force of the tremor overnight. The rescue effort was hampered by the fact that many of the mountainous villages could only be reached by foot. The earthquake also triggered landslides, which blocked roads, again limiting access to some areas. One injured survivor, Bimal Kumar Karki, he was sleeping when his home began to shake violently. He added, "I tried escaping, but half my body got buried in the debris. I screamed, but every one of my neighbors were in the same situation and screaming for help. It took almost an hour for him to be rescued. Tents, food and medicine were flown into the area by Nepal's government as thousands became homeless overnight. I'm Karen Chamas."
Guinea's former military ruler Moussa Dadis Camara is back in custody, his lawyer said on Saturday, denying Camara was a willing participant in an earlier armed jailbreak that he described as a kidnapping by force. Residents of the capital, Conakry, woke up to the sound of gunfire in the early hours of Saturday as heavily armed men sprang Camara and three other officers out of central prison, prompting the Guinean authorities to launch a nationwide manhunt. During a visit to Ukraine Saturday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen congratulated Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the progress the nation has made in making reforms necessary to join the European Union. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking at a joint news conference in Kyiv with President Zelensky Saturday, von der Leyen said she was impressed with the excellent progress Ukraine had made towards making reforms to its judiciary and fighting corruption. The visit comes a week before a key report is due on the enlargement of the EU, and von der Leyen said the report would note Kyiv's progress on its path to EU membership.
"I want to tell you how impressed we are by the reforms you've made in the midst of a war. You should never forget you are fighting an existential war. And at the same time, you're deeply reforming your country."
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
An armed man drove a car through a barrier onto the grounds of the Hamburg, Germany airport on Saturday evening and shot a weapon twice in the air, a police spokesperson said. Police said no one appeared to be injured, but the airport announced it was currently closed for takeoffs and landings. The event occurred around 8 p.m. local time, police said. After firing the shots, the person threw two burning bottles out of the vehicle, they added. I'm Joe Ramsey.